D1, number 10B.
Yes, so let's see how these four levels deal with the question of evil. They all deal in a different way, naturally, from a different altitude, so to say. As long as our thought is on the altitude of science itself, then the question of evil doesn't enter. All is one grand concord. Science, in every branch of science, does not know any discord. So, if we start there, that fundamentally we see there is only one grand concord, because there is only one principle, and therefore there can be no antagonistic forces, no antagonistic powers or action or anything. Therefore, principle is within itself conclusively one, so there is no need for handling error at all from that level, because principle does not know any evil. Then, when we go to the next state and say, but what is that question of evil? Then, on the level of divine science, we see, oh, evil is that which is excluded out of its principle. She says, when she speaks about divine science, then it always says that error is excluded, that disease is excluded, that it is outside of its oneness. See, we already have, so to say, excluded. It's already giving in to human consciousness and trying to give a reason for human consciousness, not for divine consciousness, what evil is, and says, well, evil, whatever it is, matter and so on, is not within that oneness, it's excluded. Then, when we come to absolute Christian science, she will show us that evil really is only a false calculation. See? Now, because absolute Christian science, we have seen, is dealing with the relationship of principle to idea and ideas with ideas, therefore we begin to see that evil is nothing else but a false calculation in thought. That it isn't something which exists, but that it is a false interpretation. Just as 2 and 2 equal 4 give us the reason why 2 and 2 equal 5 is wrong. It doesn't just say, well, 2 and 2 is 4, and that's that. But it begins to reason out things to the human mind and says, well, then evil is really the belief in something outside of God. It is therefore a misinterpretation of God and of being. That's what it is. It is a misinterpretation and misunderstanding, and so we deal with the possibility of interpreting being. But then, when we come to Christian science, to the lowest and I shouldn't really say lowest level, because there's nothing high and lower about it, but to the last level, we begin to realize that therefore, if I can set my misunderstanding aright, that would have its effect on the human situation. And so I begin to realize that the relationship which exists between misunderstanding and discord. Misunderstanding, ignorance, fear, and disease. And therefore, if I correct misunderstanding, I correct disease. If I correct my consciousness, I correct the outward effect of that consciousness. So Christian science deals with visible error and audible sin, with error manifested as concrete evil, and shows the relationship within that realm. See, Christian Science is that level which begins to explain that all disease is mental, and shows up the law of causality which exists there between false consciousness and disease. So, can you see how these four levels have four different ways of dealing with evil? Again, science itself says, I don't know any evil. I only know myself, one grand concord. Divine science says, evil is excluded, error is excluded. In this oneness of God, there is no place for evil. Absolute Christian science comes and says, but then if it is excluded and there is nothing outside, where does it then exist? And Absolute Christian Science explains, therefore, that it doesn't exist as such, but that it is a misinterpretation of its principle. That whenever I misunderstand God and being, that I have error. So, the necessary step forward would be, therefore, then, how can I correct that error? How can I correct disease? And I come to the level of Christian science, which shows, all right, I explained to you that because you have calculated wrongly, because you had a wrong consciousness, it showed itself on the body, and therefore if you correct that wrong consciousness, the body responds to it in health and harmony. Again, we can look at it from the point of view of the level of healing. What is the method of healing in these four levels? How would I look at it from the point of view of science itself? From the point of view of science itself, I know science knows no lapse from harmony, nor return to harmony. Can you hear the touch of it? Science knows lapse from, so it does not need a return to. It is that serene standpoint which says all is right. It says all is right anyway. Never has anything gone wrong. Never has anything gone wrong. But if thought is not at that level, it goes to the next level of divine science. And divine science deals a little bit different with it. Because in divine science says to the darkness on the face of error, all is infinite light. See, science wouldn't say that. Science wouldn't say, oh, I say to darkness, I'm light, because science says, I know no darkness, therefore no return to light. But in divine science, where the argument is already there, that something says, well, there is evil, then you just have the infinite floodgates open, where we say to darkness, all is light. All is infinite light. Where we say to disease, there is only infinite health, the one health. And Mrs. Eddy calls this instantaneous healing. Whenever she speaks about divine science, she speaks on the level of instantaneous healing. But when we come to absolute Christian science, where the argument seems to be tougher and doesn't want to yield so quickly, then absolute Christian science comes in and says, I heal the root of evil, namely the suggestion that there can be sickness, sin, death. It is symbolized in the Apocalypse as the right foot or dominant power which stands on the sea, namely on elementary latent error. It is for us, so to say, that best way of handling our lives, namely by handling the noumenon of evil, the latent error. It is really the prophylactic art of Christian Science. It's that where I realize that there is a lot of latent error lingering around. Individual subconscious error, individual unconscious error, collective unconscious error, collective conscious beliefs, universal beliefs, mythological beliefs, all the claims of horoscopes, of archetypal influence, and so on. All that unconscious belief and evil, the latent error that with which we have consciously to deal with. If we begin to handle that as a noumenon, before it springs into action, before it has its possibility to manifest itself as disease on the body, before it has possibility to manifest itself as lack in our life or discord in our life, if we handle the latent error, therefore if we face the possibility that there is error, see, then I handle it on the level of absolute Christian Science. See, on that level I more or less agree that there is evil to be handled. If I come to the level of Christian Science, then it is the angel's left foot, namely a secondary power was exercised over visible exercise, and it is visible error and audible sin. It is the question when already something has shown itself as visible error, as sickness, lack, and so on. What can I do? See, then we have to face that something has gone wrong. And that is the level of Christian Science, where I begin to realize the relationship between truth and error, where I begin to realize that a new consciousness will alleviate the situation. So, in this way, we begin to see how, according to the case, and according to where we are mentally, and according to the situation, we may take one or the other level. We may always take the level of Christian Science then when something has gone wrong. Then we say, all right, it must be corrected. I can't leave it. I can't just shut my eyes and say it isn't. So I have to correct it. But as we have seen, Christian Science is not here just for the case when something goes wrong. It is really the preventive art of healing, the prophylactic art of healing, and that's the basis of absolute Christian Science, where I begin to handle within myself error before it appears in human experience, where I begin to handle the noumenon of evil, the essence of evil, the possibility that there can be evil, the suggestion that there is something besides God. When I handle that, then I handle latent error, and then latent error cannot spring into action, cannot manifest itself as visible error. And so my thought would rise and rise, and the more I do that, the more I handle latent error, naturally, the more I get into the habit of seeing just one being, which has nothing within itself that is disharmonious. Then I touch divine science. Then I'm beginning to rest my consciousness that there is only one thing going on, the one life going on, the one truth going on, the one love going on, nothing else is going on. And that's the level of divine science. And that will help us more and more to get a more constant sense of science itself, where we clearly see that because principle is the only principle, therefore there has never been a lapse from harmony, and there is no need to return to harmony. That the point from which we go out is the eternal harmony of being. And in this way, I handle the various suggestions that can come to us. Well, that's how far we came last time when we were considering this chart.